Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Waking Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Service. Happy Sunday to you, and thank you so much for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord, June 14, 2015. Today's service will open with our Lord's Prayer as recited by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as recited by Sister Jay. Then moving on to a passage in Psalms as recited by Sister Zai. And finally, we will welcome the humble man of God, the good minister, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to bring us the Word of God. Thank you so much again for joining us. We pray that you will be enlightened, guided, and blessed by this service. For prayer requests, healings, exorcisms, or whatever, give us a call at 337-502-9553. Again, that's 337-502-9553. Or you can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us, and let's begin our service.
I will be reading Matthew chapter 26, verses 19 through 32. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink, ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of this this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Amen.
I will be reading Psalms chapter 52, verses 1 through 5. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all violent words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living.
Morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a blessed Sunday. I want y'all to stand where you are. If you can't stand, just raise your hand. Close your eyes. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Wherever shall I go? Lord of lords, King of kings, holy is thy name. We praise you, lift you up, magnify your name. In God we trust. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Love you, Lord, with all my soul. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. Love you, Lord, with all my strength. Come today, ask for forgiveness for all my sins, past, present, future, henceforth, now, forevermore. And I forgive all those in debt to me, past, present, future, henceforth, now, forevermore. And I love my neighbor like I love myself. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Once again, I'd like to thank y'all for joining us today. We're going to head to Peter, the first epistle of Peter. It's in the New Testament after James. And when y'all get there, well, I guess I need to tell y'all what chapter. We're going to chapter 4. 1 Peter, chapter 4. We're going to do the first to the 19th verse. When y'all get there, say amen. We'll give y'all a little more time, but I'm going to run real quick to Genesis. Y'all don't have to go there. First five verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was a light. And God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and morning was the first day. So I hope you're ready. We're going to head to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 through 19. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live in the rest of his time in the flesh through the lust of men, but through the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lascivious lust, excess of wine, revealing, banqueting, and abominable adultery, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that ready judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have prevalent charity among themselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing is happening unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God rested upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, by God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin as the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Wherefore, let him that suffers according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto the faithful Creator. I want y'all to let that marinate for a few seconds. Now, in the beginning, Peter was speaking about us suffering for this in Jesus' name, the flesh suffering and us ceasing from our sin, staying away from bad things, doing bad things, lust of the body and the mind. Drinking too much, hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong thing. But that's not what children of God do. And I always go back to the news and the television and everyday life, because we see what's going on. We see the principalities and the darkness in high places being worked right in front of our eyes. We also see God's work right in front of our eyes. But a lot of us aren't paying attention. And if you read the Bible, you understand that God, Jesus, the disciples, the ministers of God, the preachers, and everyone else in Christ, they don't speak about doing things for money. They speak about doing things out of love, out of faith. They speak about being charitable, because God is going to supply your needs. You don't need a 30-bedroom house with 15 bathrooms. Understandable if you have your whole family living with you, but most people that have homes or finances that can take care of that, they don't. They're selfish, and they're trying to hold on to that money. And at the end of the day, when they're gone, they can't take none of that with them. Somebody else going to be using it. Somebody else will be sleeping in that big house. They might even put it to good use. You don't need 30 or 40 cars when you're one or two people. Makes no sense. And if you notice, a lot of the rappers and actors and actresses, so on and so forth, the people in these different industries, they have so much. God, why is God blessing them with all this and all that, not blessing me? These are monetary things. You have to look and see exactly what God is blessing you with. Just because you don't have 50 cars that you never drive, or four or five high houses that you can never live in because you earned it through doing the devil's work. Not all industry working for the devil. And if you don't believe me, sit and listen to their music, and then compare the music to the words. And you can see they do not correlate. They're speaking about having three or four women. The Bible tells us one wife. It doesn't speak about girl boyfriends. God blesses a marriage. The Bible doesn't tell us God blesses a married man and his other women. It also tells us a man that does not work, does not eat. So if you're a man and you're living off of someone else and you're not pulling your weight, you can't expect God to bless you. Vice versa, for a woman too, if you're single. Even if you're married, you have to follow your husband's lead. Otherwise, don't get married. Because you're going to go through some serious trials and tribulations. Just like you see in the industry, you got, and I'm not going to ridicule them, because I'm speaking out of love. God doesn't accept that. He speaks about it being an abomination. And if you sit back and look, why can't a woman and a woman have a child? Why can't a man and a man and a man have a child? Because God didn't make it that way. God took Eve from Adam. I mean, from God. So, we all came directly from God. God doesn't need any of us. He spoke us into this world. We need God to survive. God put forth powers and principalities when this world was first created to follow his commandments and law, and to enforce his commandments and law. And this is why we go through different things. And when we understand it, everything becomes a lot easier. We have to learn to accept the good with the bad. And if you're a parent, you should know this, because you don't reward your child when they're bad and caring of things, and when they're good, you still reward them. A child will never learn. So God constantly chastises us because we are his children in his will. But some people, you can't tell or explain to them anything. But the Bible tells us this, that we should leave a fool to their folly. A dog will always return to its vomit. And if you've seen dogs or have a dog, you'll know, thing you read in the Bible is true. And if you need to confirm it, you can. Just by looking around you. Just by looking at TV, looking at your friends, your neighbors, your family members, even on the internet. The devil is busy. You can see it. And what people are not understanding is that's going on. That generational curses that people have not broken yet. Women that don't know why they want to be with every man. That's a generational curse. That they have to go to God and get it fixed. Alcoholism, a generational curse, God will fix if you ask him to. Depression, generational curse. And the curse is a spirit that was placed upon someone in that line. So it's like genetically, but only God can remove it. Not a doctor. not meditation. Only God can. There's so many generational curses. Drug addiction. That's a spirit. Generational curse. God will fix it if you ask him to. Many, 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 many years ago, God used to just fix stuff. And then people go on doing the same thing. And then he fixed it. They go on doing the same thing. So he got tired of it. And if you think, if you place yourself in God's position, not really placing yourself because we really can't, but if you think about it, if you give someone something over and over and over, and they just spit in your face every time, will you consistently keep giving them, or would you now make them earn it, make them work their way back? And that's what God is doing. Christians, we're not supposed to ridicule people, talk about people. We'll put our hand out for them. We're not supposed to fight in front about who we are in Christ. We know who we are. Someone else doesn't know, it doesn't matter. God knows. We're not supposed to fuss or debate or chase people down trying to drag them to Christ. God is going to send us. Spirit is going to tell us when we need to speak, when we need to move. We got to let the Spirit direct us, and we got to learn to make our own decisions, not relying on somebody we know whose life is not in order. If our life's not in order, we need to go to the Bible. We need to pray. Meditate. Get it in order. The Bible will direct us closer to Christ. Praying out of harm's way. And meditation will tighten our knit. We have anybody here today that feels they're in the wrong place? You're in the right place right now. If you need prayer or you need someone to talk to, trying to get closer to God, but you just don't know how, or it feels like it's too hard or too rough, and it gets that way sometimes. Sometimes we need a shoulder to lean on. Sometimes we just need somebody to talk to. And if you're looking to be baptized, you're looking to follow God the way you're supposed to, I want y'all to give us a call if you're listening to this message, 337-502-9553. Again, that's 337-502-9553. If you need healing or prayers, or just something going on in your life and you can't fully handle it, or something going on in your house and you don't understand it, give us a call or email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. I want y'all to bow your heads before we go. Father God, I want to thank you for using me. I appreciate the opportunity to serve you, and I pray you bring more and more people to you through Christ and allow me to be part of that situation. I also want you to bless, Lord, bless everyone here or listening. They got problems going on in their lives today, and they don't know how to handle it, whether it's financially, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically. Whatever it is, Lord, I pray you open that door. Pour out a blessing, Lord. Bless them with the protection that they need and guide them back to you. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. I want to thank you. Amen.